Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Hiroshima, Japan for a meeting of G7 foreign ministers. Mr. Kerry made history today by becoming the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit the city of Hiroshima, on which the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb in August of 1945 with hopes it would lead to the end of the war. Mr. Kerry spoke after visiting a World War II peace memorial.
It is a stunning display. It is a gut-wrenching display. It tugs at all of your sensibilities as a human being. It reminds everybody of the extraordinary complexity of choices in war and of what war does to people, to communities, to countries, to the world.
Secretary Kerry was speaking towards the end of the annual two-day G7 ministers meeting. Group of seven heads of state will meet in Hiroshima next month. President Obama will become the first American leader to visit the city. The United Nations envoy for Yemen, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, welcomed today the just-begun cessation of hostilities. Truces between the Yemeni government and the Saudi-led coalition backing the Houthi rebels who seized control of Yemen's capital in 2014. All are pledging to support the ceasefire. Comes ahead of peace talks scheduled for April 18th in Kuwait. A three-day referendum for Sudan's Darfur region begins today despite concerns by the U.S. that it would not be credible and would also undermine the current peace process. The vote will determine whether the region will keep its five states or unite as one entity. An estimated 3 million people have been displaced due to the Darfur conflict. This is VOA News. Russian news reports say the Syrian military is preparing a major operation with the Russian Air Force to regain control of the northern city of Aleppo. Aleppo, Syria's one-time economic capital, parts of which now lie in ruins, has been divided into occupation zones since 2012, with rebel groups in some areas while other locales are still under government control. Meantime, the London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 35 people were killed Sunday in fighting on several fronts south of Aleppo. United Nations saying at least 250,000 people have been killed since the Syrian conflict erupted in March of 2011. Ukraine's embattled Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said Sunday he's resigning, opening the way for a new government to be formed in an effort to end Kiev's political crisis.
Я прийняв рішення.
Yatsenyuk said in a televised speech he hopes his resignation will give Ukraine a chance to adopt new electoral, constitutional, and judicial reforms and to join the European Union and NATO. Early elections could be called and Ukraine's lawmakers fail to unite behind a new prime minister, but President Petro Poroshenko has sought to avoid new voting for fears of further destabilizing the country. The next U.S. presidential primary is in the state of New York, where Democratic Party frontrunner Hillary Clinton served as senator. Her opponent, Bernie Sanders, was born there. And Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump, well, it's his home state. Republicans Ted Cruz and John Kasich also in the New York ballot. VOA's Michael Bowman has our report.
Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Bernie Sanders won big last week in Wisconsin, but face tough odds next week in New York, Donald Trump's home state.
It's great to be home. This is home.
And the state Hillary Clinton once represented as a senator.
Whoa! Hello, Sunset Park! Hello, Brooklyn!
With time dwindling to overtake the frontrunners in the delegate count, challengers are waging battles of perception. Sanders insists he retains a path to the nomination.
If we can win here, it absolutely opens the door to a path toward victory to the White House.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
And Danny Willett has now become the second man from England to win the Masters Golf Tournament played here in the United States. Willett was only one of two players who managed a bogey-free round on the final day on Sunday. A monumental collapse on Sunday for defending champion Jordan Spieth of the U.S. He had led for each of the first three rounds, but was surely to be talked about now over the years to come in Masters history.
That's the latest world news from VOA.